Coming up now is Dr. Arne Buss, who received his undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and his PhD from Cornell. Now, he's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. His passion is facilitating and teaching classes about interpersonal communication. He works with individuals and couples to resolve their interpersonal communication issues. And in the past 7 years, he's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. He's also a distinguished Toastmaster. And in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. Now, he joins us with his segment, Speaking of Listening, on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 5:35 p.m. So let's listen to Dr. Arne Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Thank you, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. I'm your host for the segment, as Solazar probably mentioned. I'm Arne Buss. Speaking of listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening from your aware heart. And if you want to hear, get information about my workshops or individual facilitation with communication and relationship building, you can email me at ahbuss, that's A-H-B-U-S-S, at consciousawareheart.com. That's A-H-B-U-S-S at consciousawareheart.com. And remember that listening is not just about hearing the words the other person is saying. It's more than that. It's about engaging the other person more deeply. It's about finding what the hidden messages they may be sending are and decoding those messages. Oftentimes, somebody is saying some things that they don't fully even realize what they're getting at. And so this listening skill of tracking that I've been talking about over the past segments is invaluable when it comes to helping facilitate the other person as well as helping you understand where they're coming from and what that's all about. It is useful in conversations where you're interested in identifying the other person's feelings, and it's particularly valuable when what you're hearing is a point of conflict, or maybe you're hearing some criticism. And I've talked about responding to criticism another time, and I'll be talking about it more. But today I wanted to review what is called the four W's of tracking. Unlike some other approaches, tracking is broken down into roughly four stages. And I'll talk about what those are. And the end state, or the end of the tracking portion, is what is called the lookup. And then I'm going to finish by talking about how to move on when you've been tracking somebody. So first, the four W's of tracking. And they are, what did they say? That's the first W. The second W is, why did they say it? The third W is, what do they feel? And the final W is, what do they want? Now, again, the context of this is something where we hear something in what the other person is saying that indicates that there might be a problem or some angst or feelings being expressed. If we're just sharing information, it's not such a big deal. Talk normally. I mean, the idea is not to talk like this all the time. That could drive people crazy. But when there is an issue or when feelings are coming up, this is absolutely invaluable. So let's talk about the first W. What did they say? Now, many listening approaches typically stop with the what they say. If you've heard about active listening, you might hear the response, I hear you say that, blah, blah, blah. And that is fine as far as it goes, except that the focus of that is on the words that are being said. And in tracking, you only use this first W if what the speaker says is a long statement or is unclear. if what they're saying is brief and clear and perfectly understandable, then there's really no need to even mention it to go on to the next one. However, sometimes the opening statement is not really clear. I mean, but it's clear that something is coming up, and if you become mindful of the energy coming from the other person, then you'll get a sense of what that angst is. That's partly why I don't like to do this over things like email or on message forums or on Facebook or instant messenger, because that's all you get is the words. You don't get the nonverbal cues. And as I've mentioned before, whether you believe in 90% or not, the fact is that a lot of our communication is nonverbal. And so much of it is in the tone of voice that we use. But ideally, you're in person with that other person. You're face-to-face, and you can also see their facial expressions, their body language, just everything about them. In other words, the message that they're sending is not just in the words. So if, however, you're not clear on what they're saying, or if it's a lot of stuff, then I often will focus on the last thing that's being said or on the salient point in that long part, because, you know, sometimes some people will kind of talk around something before they finally hone in on what it is they're talking about. And the way to track for this first W, the what, is to just briefly restate in your own words what you understand them to be saying, the what. Don't parrot. Don't use their words, because, you know, parroting can, especially in a problem area, can sound like you're mocking them. And above all, avoid the use of the pronoun I. In fact, throughout all tracking, we want to avoid the pronoun I. Why, you may ask. The answer is that the whole purpose of tracking is to put all of the focus on the speaker and to be as invisible as possible when you're doing it. So you want to avoid calling attention to yourself. So if I say something like, I understand, then that's kind of me waving the flag and saying, look at me, I get you. So when you don't use that pronoun, you say, you know, so what you're saying is, or, you know, so you're upset about blah, blah, blah. That puts the focus back on the speaker, which is where you want it. So that's the first W. And again, oftentimes we just jump right over that if what they're saying is perfectly clear, because the next W is the why. Now, why did they say it? Now, this is where we are starting to hone in on the feelings, because if what the person is expressing is something that they're upset about or a problem that they have, what is driving that are their feelings. And with the why, we're starting to focus on why they're upset about it. It's not so much the what, because what happened is just a matter of an objective thing. I mean, if something happened, then something happened. But how a person feels about it is something that is unique to that person. Two different people may experience exactly the same thing and have completely different feelings about it. So the why, the second W, is where we start to hone in on those feelings. And the idea is to start with the most gentle version of what those feelings are. Words that I like to use sometimes are, so you're confused as to why this happened, or so you're not okay with what happened, or maybe something like, so you're finding it hard to understand why this keeps happening. Again, to always start with the gentlest version of the feelings, things like confused and not okay and can't understand. Again, those are touching on the feelings, but not in an overbearing way. And the reason that turns out to be effective is that, you know, nobody likes to have someone else tell them how they feel. So if you ever get a response of, you know, don't tell me how I feel, then the chances are that you've jumped a little bit far ahead of in the feelings, and you haven't approached it in a more gentle way. So that's the why. Now, the third W is, what do they feel? After making probes of the feelings with the gentlest version, what you'll get is you'll get corrections about it. So you might hear in response, so you're confused as to why it happened. You know, no, I'm not confused. I'm furious about it. So now, now the feelings are starting to come out, and what that's done, what the why part with the gentle feeling has helped you do is help the other person get in touch with what more specifically that they're feeling. And so at the speaker's direction, you want to start honing in on what the exact feelings are. You know, this has made you really angry, or so you're feeling really discouraged about this, or so you're finding this hopeless, or so you're anxious about what might happen, or so you're really sad about the circumstances that you find yourself. You know, things like that. So the what do they feel starts targeting the specific feelings, and it's helping the speaker understand what it is that they're feeling. Because a lot of times, if their first message is a little unclear, but it's just kind of angst-ridden, then they may need some help in getting to that point. But what doesn't help is psychoanalyzing them and being like a therapist or something like that. And so what you're doing in all of this, all throughout the tracking, is you are letting the speaker lead. As the tracker, as the listener, you are following the speaker. You are letting them lead where to go. And so in order to do this, what you often find you may have to do is put aside your own feelings. You may have some thoughts and feelings about what they're expressing. And what you want to do is to be the most effective tracker. You want to put those aside for the time being. Maybe like one image that I have is kind of putting them under your chair where you can pick them up later, because you don't want to completely let go of your thoughts and feelings, because they're perfectly legitimate. But while you're tracking, to try to interject those is just not going to be effective in helping that person find their way. And between the why and the what you want to do is stay with this for a while until the speaker does what is called a lookup. And a lookup is when they indicate a readiness to resolve the situation. One of the powers of tracking is that it's more than just simply validating the other person. It's helping them move forward in terms of resolving whatever situation has come up for them. Now, this staying with the why and the what they're feeling can be challenging. It can be even scary, because sometimes when you help facilitate somebody by tracking them, they can get in touch with some very painful feelings. Sometimes very deep feelings emerge out of this process. And you have to be ready and willing and able to go with them to those places. Especially people who are new to learning this, they get a little scared and they kind of back off, and because it just becomes a little too frightening. But I encourage you to continue with the tracking as the feelings start emerging. Now, one thing that sometimes happens is that the speaker starts circling. You know, they're kind of stuck. They're either circle or they'll kind of get stuck on one particular point. And this is where gentle challenges, as I've spoken of in previous segments, are extremely useful. Now, the operative word of a gentle challenge is gentle. And the challenge part is where you're holding up what they're saying and showing them where they might be stuck. So, for example, if somebody's complaining, and then if the complaints start circling, a gentle challenge might be something like, you know, so you feel you've tried everything and nothing has worked, or so you're convinced that it's just not possible to get what you want. you know, things like that. And, you know, instead of said, you may be thinking, well, you know, there are some things this person hasn't tried and I ought to tell them about it. In other words, give them advice or suggestions. And that's usually, that's not recommended with this process, because the idea of tracking is to help the person find their own solutions, not for you to give them solutions. And what I found is that in 99 times out of 100, the person really knows what they have to do or what their solution is, but they may not realize it, or they may realize it and not like it. and a gentle challenge helps them confront that. You know, so for example, like somebody may know perfectly well what it is they have to do, but they're just kind of grasping at straws, trying to find another way, and they're hoping to maybe find a way out, but there isn't a way out. I mean, it might be that let's say you have an employee who's been giving subpar performances, and what you have to do is what you realize is you have to confront them about it, and if they don't change their ways, you may have to let them go if they're not producing or performing up to what the standards are. And most people find that to be a very challenging type of thing. And so you may put up with a performance from an employee that is substandard because you're too afraid to confront them over it. If you're tracking somebody who's maybe considering that and talking all around it, then a gentle challenge and the whole tracking process is extremely effective in helping them realize what it is that they need to do. Now, again, you continue with the why and the what until they look up. And when they finally look up, and I'll talk a little bit more about looking up in a second, there you go to the want. So the fourth W is, what do they want? And that happens when the speaker has come to the bottom line of what that presenting issue is. Now, they still may not be able to see a solution or specifically, but they're now ready to find one. They may have started off just complaining, and now they're ready to move forward with something that's going to solve the problem. And phrases like, you know, so you want to be assured that everyone's performance is up to par, or you want to find a way to deal with the situation so that nobody gets hurt, or you want to find a way to, you know, to whatever, you want to be assured. Again, that you're not offering them solutions. You're validating the fact that if they've looked up, they've indicated that they're ready to find a solution. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the lookup. So the lookup is one of the most challenging things about learning tracking. It's it's something which often is there's a noticeable energetic shift in the person. Often it's kind of a release of energy, although not always. It might be, you know, they just kind of let it go, or a shift in their tone of voice from an agitated one to one that's a little calmer. So sometimes there are false lookups. So what one indication of a lookup is if the speaker simply responds to a tracking statement with yes and nothing more. So that's an indication, but sometimes it's a false lookup. So it's not just that they've said yes, it's that they've said yes with a capital Y. And if there's a false lookup, again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, giving the fourth W, what do they want statements. But then if they're still go back to the agitated one, if they revert back to it, then you revert back to tracking the more of the second and third W's, the Y's and the what their feelings. Now, sometimes the speaker finds the lookup themselves. And if that's the case, then you don't even need the fourth W. What you can do is you can validate the fact that they found the solution. So you have a plan now, or so you have an idea about how to resolve the situation. Or, you know, so now you're convinced that there's a way to find it. So identifying the lookup, I mean, that's something it's hard to convey over the radio. is something, if you come to my classes, I can help you learn much more about. And the final pieces I want to talk about today has to do with moving on. So the whole idea of effective communication is not just tracking. So what do you do when you have tracked and you've tracked to the lookup and you've validated that? Well, where to go next, of course, depends on the situation. Now, and I always encourage the speaker to be specific at that point. So if they've already looked up and they've expressed that they're ready to find a solution, then you could say something like, you know, well, maybe you could express what you feel your next step will be. And again, notice that I don't ask that as a question. Well, what are you going to do next? And remember, questions tend to put people on the spot. And you want to state your question as a questioning statement. Again, instead of, well, what are you going to do next? Say, well, maybe you could express what you feel your next step should be. Now, their next step might be, well, I need to give an impact statement to someone, such as I need to give an impact statement to my employee who's not performing up to standards. And you might offer to help them with that or to role play with what they might say. The next step might be a negotiation, especially if the starting point for the tracking was a criticism or a complaint or something involving the relationship that you have with them. Then the next step might be to move to negotiation. And that's part of effective communication in every relationship. And in fact, so many problems in relationships can be addressed with a conscious negotiation. And it doesn't sound terribly romantic. Here we are the week after Valentine's Day and all. But as unromantic as it sounds, negotiation in relationships can be the most loving thing that you do because it helps the relationship so much, and it helps avoid problems that just kind of get gunny-sacked and build up resentments. It's important when you're negotiating to be clear about what your own needs and wants are. Again, that flips the whole script of tracking where you're putting your thoughts and feelings aside to validate the other person. But then when you move to negotiation, you want to pick them up again with your thoughts, your needs, your wants, your feelings, and they are just as valid as the other person in this relationship. So just to recap, I've talked about the four W's of tracking, what they said, why they said it, what they're feeling, and what they want. I've given a little more information about the lookup and given some hints about how you might identify it and what to do when moving on when tracking is done. And you have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more about effective listening and much more in my workshops on effective communication and relationships building, you can email me at ahbuss, that's A-H-B-U-S-S, at consciousawareheart.com. Like me on Facebook at AwareHeart, and follow me at Twitter at Effect5Comm, that's Effect, the number 5, C-O-M-M. And until next time, remember, listen from your heart.
Well, thank you, Arnie, for joining us today. I see we had a little bit of a blip there at the beginning, which I don't understand and you don't understand, and neither one of us need to understand. But
what happened is I called in on the one number, and then the other, I wasn't hearing anything, so I finally called the other number. So.
Yeah, I'd actually ask the operator to block you and not let any of your calls go. I'll deal with that after the show.
Okay,
I know. I saw you there. Everything seemed to be okay. And when I called you in, that's when you hung up. But I got your email. And so let the folks know there was just a little blip. There may have been something there. But I appreciate you taking the time to join us and enjoy the rest of this marvelous, magical February that we're having here, because February is the month of self-love and balanced love, and everything starts from self, and that means we want to be clear in our communication with others so that they understand us, and we're doing our best to really understand what they're saying. So Appreciate it every first and third Thursday when you join us. Go ahead, you were going to say something.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's so spot on. I mean, it all starts with yourself. If I can't love myself, then I can't love anybody else. So
I'm sorry, I was too busy listening to me. I didn't hear what you said.
Well, I'd like to say, you know, my wife says I don't listen to her. At least I think that's what she said.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I appreciate it. And do you have a class coming up, by the way? I know you were going to do some, and I thought you had last time.
I'm still working on the venue. I've been having a difficult time getting
I want to put you on the spot. Everything in its own time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir, and we'll talk next month.
Thank you.
Take care. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. That was Dr. Arnie Buss, who joins us the first and third Thursday of every month for Speaking of Listening. Earlier, we had Israel Hurtado with Spirit Talk guiding us through that connection with the heart. So the two of them really come together very well. I want to do a reminder that next week we're going to have several very wonderful guests. We'll have Paula Bates on Tuesday with the Atlantean Legacy and Veronica Torres on Thursday with Discovering You. And I'll be at the virtual psychic fair this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. You can dial in, call in, speak to a variety of readers and a variety of presentations. This is Good Vibrations Radio. I want to thank you for listening. Namaste. Good.